everyone, it's Quinn from Drug Topics. We are joined today by Chuck Waters from American Pharmacies. Chuck, if you just want to introduce yourself, talk about what your role is at American Pharmacies.
Yes, hello everybody. My name is Chuck Waters, and I'm the Vice President of Marketing Communications and Data Strategy for American Pharmacies. And I've worked there for 12 years now. My anniversary is actually on the 1st of July, so that's coming up pretty soon. And as part of my responsibilities, I basically oversee the content, branding, and marketing of our annual conference, APEX.
Great. Do you want to explain a little bit about what APEX is and how it works?
Absolutely. APEX is American Pharmacy's annual conference. It's our signature event of the year. We consider it a major showcase of our value proposition. It's an opportunity to bring people together from across the country, show them what American Pharmacies has to offer, as well as provide a lot of useful resources and information to our members, and hopefully help them have a very good time.
Awesome. What about the name APEX? Where does that come from, and what is the significance behind it?
Well, we used to call our meeting the Shareholder Retreat, which was good enough, but it didn't really convey the best-in-class type of image that we were looking for. So we came up with a name that was very close to the acronym for American Pharmacies, which is APRX. And we came up with the name APEX because it basically means the peak, the pinnacle of something. We wanted our conference to be best-in-class. That's what we aspire to every year. So we wanted a name that reflected that.
Yeah, that makes sense. It definitely jumps out. It hooks you, that's for sure. What is the goal of APEX every year? What do you guys hope to accomplish with it?
Well, essentially, there are three things that we try to do at this conference every single year. The first is to bring people from across the country together for opportunities to network and collaborate. Our members come from a variety of different states. We had 16 states represented this year, from Arizona to New York, from California to Florida. I think our first one ever from Utah. Several years ago, we would have attendance that was largely from Texas, being a Texas-based organization. But as we've grown to 38 states nationally and over 700 pharmacies, we're starting to pull in people from across the country. That creates incredible opportunities for networking, for making new friends, for collaborating. It's great to meet people like yourself from different places that are experiencing the same challenges as a pharmacy owner that you are, but maybe having different responses and different answers. So it's a great opportunity to share information, intelligence, and solutions. It's also a great opportunity to make new friends. We find that many of the people that come to our conference come away feeling like they're sort of part of a family, and they enjoy coming back and meeting up with those same people every year. The second thing that we try to do is to bring absolutely the best continuing education, keynote speakers, and exhibitors to this conference that we can arrange. We want our members to get continuing education that is directly relevant to the challenges and the needs that they have as independent pharmacy owners. That means you won't see a lot of the same topics that you routinely see at other national pharmacy conferences. We try to pick things that really help members manage their operations, improve their bottom line, and find better ways to expand their revenue channels so that they can become a health destination in their communities. We try to find keynote speakers who will enlighten them, motivate them, and basically try to help them see that change is a challenge that can be overcome, and that change brings incredible opportunities for success and prosperity. So we really like to bring highly motivational and inspiring speakers for them to listen to. The exhibitors that we bring in, we feel are really top notch. If we carefully vet whoever exhibits at our conference, and if they're in our exhibit hall, you can be certain that they're either best of class or they're right up there at the very top level with others that are in the best of class. And so these represent tremendous resources and solutions for the challenges that our members have. And then last but certainly not least, As I mentioned before, this is the showcase of the American pharmacy's value proposition. We want people to look behind the screen. We want them to lift up the curtain and see who we are. We're very proud of our organization. We're proud of the welcoming attitude that our members have to everyone that comes to our conference. Our exhibitors tell us that they love coming to our show because they don't feel as welcome in many other places, and they just enjoy kind of the family atmosphere that our members create. So showcasing our value proposition is really important because we want people to see what you're getting when you are a part of American Pharmacies. We want you to see everything about us because we're a very transparent and open group of people, and we want you to see exactly who we are.
Great. That all sounds fantastic. You touched a little bit at the beginning there about the growth you've seen and how many different states you see attendees come from. How else has the conference evolved over the last 10 years that you've noticed?
That's really a great question. Over the last 10 years, it's certainly grown in size, of course, but it's also grown in sophistication. We have been able to, as our resources and size have increased, to be able to secure much more well-known and influential keynote speakers. We've been able to do a better job of identifying the types of continuing education that our members really need to succeed, and increasing the network of people that we can draw on to present these vital sessions at our conference. And then last but not least, as we've grown in numbers and bring more people to the conference, it certainly has attracted a lot more vendors. So when you walk into our vendor hall, you see a really wide array of different people offering products and services that can really help you succeed as an independent owner. And the exhibitors are an important part of the value of the conference. And we had, just a few years ago, we had probably about 25, 26 vendors a year. This year, we had 42 in our hall.
That's great. Awesome to hear about that growth again. What, in your opinion, makes APEX different from other pharmacy conferences? What makes it stand out?
I think there's a few things. One is, as I mentioned before, that the quality of the continuing education that you get here is very, very good. We try to bring in speakers who are dynamic, motivational, not just subject experts, but people who want to motivate you to change, to adapt, to take on the new roles and address the challenges that you have as an independent owner. We also feel a major thing that makes it different is just, again, that welcoming atmosphere. Our exhibitors see it and comment on it all the time. Our members comment on it when they come, that it's like coming back to a family reunion and seeing people that they know. American Pharmacies members, regardless of what state they come from, seem to share a lot in common. They're generally very forward-thinking. They're high achievers. They tend to be highly successful pharmacy owners, and they tend to be very ethical and transparent people, and they like being around other people like that. So when people come to our conference, they see that just straightforward, very transparent, welcoming attitude from everybody, and it's a powerful experience. We like to tell people that if we can get someone who's not a member come to our conference, they'll leave a member.
Great. And you're talking about the members there. What do you hope, a little more specifically, do you want the members and prospects to get out of this conference?
We want them to understand that we are here for them, that everything that we do, whether it's at our annual conference or whether it's in the day-to-day work that we do to support them, all the work that we do with our AmerisourceBergen, our great wholesale distributor that we work with, everything that we do is for them because of our total commitment to the success of independent pharmacy and to their individual success as members of our organization. We want them to see that total commitment, and our conference is a fantastic demonstration of that because of all the resources and content that we pull together to try to make a real difference in their ability to succeed. And the other thing we want them to see is that they're not going to find this type of transparency and welcoming attitude in many, very, very many other places at all. Basically, when people don't have anything to hide, when they truly value you as human beings and they hope for your success and they're others focused rather than being self-focused all the time, that tends to make people feel really good and give them a sense of belonging. And that's what we want people to take away, is that they really feel like they belong to American Pharmacies, to something bigger and better than themselves, and that belonging to this particular group is good for them and important.
Great. All right. I think I got one more question for you. It's kind of a two-parter. First off, where is Apex held each year? And does it move around or is it stationary? And what do you envision for the future of Apex? What do you hope to accomplish in the coming soon?
With the exception of just a few years, we've had Apex every year in San Antonio. That's where the conference was being held when I first came on board in 2011. And that's where it's been most years. There's a huge variety of hotels that are available in San Antonio, and the pricing in the hotel market in San Antonio is more advantageous than it is in many other big cities around the country. A lot of it, though, has had to do with the fact that we are still, even with our pronounced national growth, a very Texas-centric organization. We're down to about 35-36% of our members being from Texas, but that still is probably where we have the greatest concentration in one state. So in one way, it makes sense to have it there. We have had it outside of San Antonio a few times, one time in Marble Falls, Texas, at a lakeside resort, and just last year in Grapevine, Texas, at the Gaylord Texan Resort. So we will move it around from time to time. It's something that we're taking a deep look at. We're very conscious of the fact that our numbers are growing rapidly outside of Texas, and we understand that we need to try to make our conference programming and the resources like exhibitors that we bring into the exhibit hall available to more people outside of Texas. So some of the options that we're looking at are perhaps having smaller conferences at different places around the country, things that might be one day or 1.5 days that we could bring to smaller areas where people don't have as much of a challenge as trying to drive a long distance or fly to Texas. So it is entirely possible that the conference might move out of state or that we might move smaller versions of our conference out of state. And as far as what we want Apex to be in the future, we want it to be bigger. We want it continually to improve every year. As soon as our conference is over and we wrapped up our conference and left the hotel on Sunday, June 18th this year, on Wednesday after that Sunday, we were already on a debriefing call. Those of us who were the major employees responsible for putting on this conference every year broke down everything about it, talked about what was successful, what we could improve on. So that planning and improvement process starts as soon as each year's conference is over, because we're very focused and very committed to constantly advancing the quality of this event. We would like to try to be more innovative in the future, maybe hold mini conferences within our conference, like having a 1 day long revenue expansion content focus where we have the entire CE sessions and speakers and everything for a particular day are all focused on ways to expand your revenue options on your pharmacy. So we want to maintain our commitment to helping our members advance and diversify. And at the same time, we want to try to find more innovative ways of delivering the content and the resources to them at our conference so they can accomplish that goal.
Great. That all sounds fantastic. I think that's all I have for you today, Chuck. We really appreciate you taking the time and joining us.
You bet. I appreciate it. Thank you for the experience.